That is a matter of success, something that every young person, every old person aspire for. Nobody wanted to be a loser. Nobody wanted to be a failure. Everybody wanted to be a successful person. The world has its own way to how to reach that success. By manipulation, by taking advantage of the system, you could play the system. So if you could just don't have to work and give up as much as you can, you do that. But for a Christian who loves the Father, who loves the Lord Jesus, who loves the Word of God, Joseph could not stand there and preach the gospel of God or tell them you have to convert from the idols and worship the true and living God. He was a slave. And as a matter of fact, when you buy a new slave and you bring him in, let me tell you something. You have to break him. You have to break him. You have to make him sure completely forget everything that he had. And break him completely. So you have to oppress him with work. Joseph did not have it easy. I think when I heard, you know, he was working nine. There was no 9 to 5. There's 24 hours. He was at his master's bedding. There is no time. Well, you know, it's lunchtime now. There is no such thing. It was work. And he didn't sleep late and miss work. There was no such a thing. If he was supposed to be at a certain time doing something, he was there. And he was doing it perfect. Not just following the manual and said, okay, I did one to ten. He just did it, as we have heard, as the Lord was standing there watching him. It wasn't proper. He was watching him. And as a result of that, you said, somebody said that the boss was watching. As a matter of fact, let me assure you of something. At school, at work, everybody is watching you. Everybody's watching you. And when Brother John said, well, what if they ask about me at work, what would they say? Would they say, well, you know, he is a religious guy? Or would they say, if that's Christianity, I don't have anything to do with it. If that's how Christians work, forget it. I don't want to be a Christian. This guy claimed Christianity, or this person claimed Christianity, and look how he behaved. He is nothing but headache all the time. He's a complainer. He's a murderer. He just always does things that you have to correct him. He is no good. You want to get rid of him. If he's a Christian, I don't want to have to do anything with Christianity. That wasn't the case of Paul. All the servants are watching, and they say, well, look at him. Joseph became the standard. If you want a prosperity in your life, make Joseph in charge. If you want to have prosperity, Potiphar was a good businessman. He was a high-ranking officer in Pharaoh's guard. And he said, I know a good man when I see him. He's a good administrator. I am putting him in charge. If you want your life to be in order, put Joseph in charge. Let the Lord Jesus be in charge of your life. Let him take control, because Potiphar told the servant and everybody, he's a boss. Potiphar didn't ask, let me see what you did yesterday, let me see the spreadsheet, let me see accounting of what, nothing at all. He said, just make sure I have food to eat. That's all Potiphar was worried about. He loved his food. He said, I just want to make sure that there's food or not. I come home from work. Everything Joseph is in control. It's good to have Joseph. Now, I want to tell you about Joseph's grandpa, great grandpa. He was also in Pharaoh's house. You know what the scripture said about Abraham? That the Lord plagued Pharaoh's house with great plagues because of Abraham. Abraham was an older man. Joseph was a young man. You see the difference? Because you know what Abraham did? Abraham lied. He wasn't a good testimony. He did the shortcut. He manipulated the system. He tried to take advantage of the situation to save his own life. And the Lord plagued. We have heard already about how Jonah brought disaster on those who are around him. The Lord plagued Pharaoh's house because of Abraham, because he did not walk right. The Lord blessed Potiphar's house because of Joseph, because he walked right. It is important for us. What I will do, it's going to influence those around me. And it's either going to bring blessing, or either going to bring plagues.
And I wonder if our bosses, because this is very, you know, this is about as practical as maybe it can get. I wonder if our bosses know from where our strength and ability comes from. Because later on, and we're not going to get this because it wasn't part of the outline, but, you know, when he's standing before Pharaoh, Potiphar saw, but maybe Joseph never said a word about his God. Maybe he didn't have to. Maybe he was just, he knew something was different about this. But I wonder if our bosses know where our ability comes from. You know, once I was sitting with my boss, and she, you know, those annual reviews that you get, you sit there, they tell you how all the great things that you did and all the bad things that you did and et cetera, et cetera. And she was going on talking about all this good stuff. And I had this urge all of a sudden, and I know it was from the Lord, and he said, you tell her where your strength and ability comes from. Because Pharaoh was looking at Joseph and saying, you know, you're going to come and interpret the dreams, etc. Joseph said, it's not from me. It's from God. And I wonder, will any of us be ashamed to tell our bosses, you know what, with all due respect, I report to you, but there's somebody above. And it's not the CEO, it's the Prince of the world. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, who's coming one day to reign. I wonder if our bosses would ever hear that from us. Especially when they're sitting there and saying all the good things that we've done, and we just sit there and say, yeah, wow, you know, this is very fleshly. I can feel very prideful with all the accomplishments that I've done. But when we sit there and say, you know what, it's not just me. I do it because I'm serving the Lord God. He is my master. Would any of us have the courage, the boldness to do that? And I'm not saying this to lift myself up in any way, but it's just the moment that, you know, I was there, the Spirit of God just impressed me and said, you tell her from where your strength and ability comes from. You know what? It changes a lot of things. When they realize that this is not an ordinary person, not just because I'm observing him or her and I see they're working very faithfully and diligently, and I don't have to ask them to go out of their way because they go out of their way already. But now I know where that comes from. Not just because they're a good employee, but they're a good servant of the Lord.